Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Prices of commercial LPG cylinders for 19 kg increased by 993 rupees. Domestic LPG cylinder prices remain unchanged. Principal Secretary Waikiketo Sema says democracy thrives on active participation. Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Henok Buchum emphasizes importance of teamwork and Chief Minister Nipirio, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton, Rajya Sabha MPS Pangnon Konyak extends Mwatsa Festival greetings. Now the news in detail. Prices of commercial LPG cylinders for 19 kg have been increased by 993 rupees. The revised price will be effective from today. However, domestic LPG cylinder prices remained unchanged. Akashvani's correspondent reports that the revision is part of the regular monthly price update done by oil marketing companies.
Indian Oil Corporation Limited has said that retail prices of petrol and diesel remain unchanged for the general public, which accounts for around 90% of the country's total consumption. In a statement, the company added that there has been no change in prices of domestic LPG cylinders of 14.2 kilograms for 33 crore consumers. It also said there has been no change in aviation turbine fuel prices for domestic airlines engaged in scheduled operation as well as in the prices of PDS kerosene. The statement noted that price revisions have been limited to select industrial segments, which constitute a relatively small share of overall consumption and are subject to routine monthly adjustment based on prevailing international prices. Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Principal Secretary, Environment, Forest and Climate Change and Parliamentary Affairs, Nagaland, Waikiketo Sema, today said that democracy thrives on active participation and is not a spectator sport. He encouraged students to understand key parliamentary mechanisms which ensure that the voice of the people is heard. Mr. Kiketo was speaking at the state-level youth parliamentary quiz competition in Kohima with students from different districts participating in the program, stating that students represent the future policymakers, representatives and guardians of democracy. He highlighted that the initiative of the program aims to create a platform that goes beyond traditional academics and helps students understand the functioning of the Legislative Assembly and Parliament. Emphasizing the importance of constitutional awareness, he stated that knowledge of the constitution, legislative processes and citizens' rights and duties is essential for every individual. Mr. Kiketo noted that such quiz competitions help sharpen young minds on governance, lawmaking and parliamentary practices. Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Henok Buchum today emphasized the importance of teamwork, stating that administrative functioning is a collective effort where every contribution matters, regardless of rank or role. Stressing on the foundation of institutional progress, he said that three key elements are essential for any office establishment: robust infrastructure, upgradation of technology, and most importantly, continuous skill development of manpower. The Deputy Commissioner was speaking at the two-day capacity building training program for ministerial staff of the District Administration Kohima, which commenced today at the Deputy Commissioner's Conference Hall Kohima. The program is being organized by the District Administration Kohima in collaboration with the Administrative Training Institute, Nagaland. Encouraging active engagement, he said learning should be continuous and that officials must remain updated with evolving rules, procedures and administrative practices. Underscoring the importance of file work, Mr. Buchum remarked that the way an official drafts and processes a file reflects one's professionalism and responsibility. Chief Minister Nipirio has extended Mwatsa Festival greetings to the Ao community. In a social media post, Mr. Ryu expressed hope that the festival nurture unity, harmony and renewal. Greeting the Ao community, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton said Mwatsa brings people closer, strengthen friendships, welcome new bones and honour traditions passed down through generations. Rajya Sabha MP from Nagaland S. Pangnon Konyak has also greeted the Ao community. On the occasion, Mrs. Konyak hoped that the spirit of harmony and shared purpose continues to guide the community towards collective progress. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Naga People's Front NPF Mokokchen Division today celebrated Muatsu, one of the premier festivals of the Ao Nagas, at its office premises. Speaking at the celebration as special guest, Minister Rural Development and SIRD Metsubu Jamir called upon the party workers to remain united and stand strong and be able to face any challenges. He further urged leaders of the NPF to strengthen the party besides stress on working at the grassroots level. The minister also called for party mobilization to further re-strengthen the party. The Central Seat Allocation Board, CSAB 2026, today highlighted opportunities for students from the Northeast under the CSAB Northeastern. Addressing a press conference in Kohima, convener CSAB 2026 Dr. Swajit Kumar Roy said the CSAB NEUT scheme introduced by the Ministry of Education provides additional seats exclusively for students from the Northeast and Union Territories to improve access to technical education. He said admissions to IITs, NITs and other institutes are conducted through Joint Seat Allocation Authority and CSAB based on JEE ranks. Mr. Roy informed that a total of 113 institutes are participating this year with 47,922 seats, including around 25,000 in NITs.
Northeast states, NITs, has also the home state facility, that is the 50% of the seats reserved for the respective NITs, the respective student of that particular NIT. Now, along with these seats, Ministry of Education, Government of India has a reservation policy to reserve some seats to the different technological institutes across India only for Northeast states and Union Territories. There is a special counseling round initiated by Government of India only to ensure the students of these Northeast regions, because these states have limited facility for the quality technological education across India. So ministry as well as the Government of India take that initiative so that the students from this region can take part in technological education, architecture, pharmacy for all the institutes across India.
Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, in collaboration with the Chief Veterinary Officer Perrin, organized a one-day orientation training program of para-veterinarians and farmers under Livestock Insurance National Livestock Mission 2025-2026 at Jalukie Town, Perrin District today. Chief Veterinary Officer Dr. Swei Peupe Mpom spoke on livestock insurance scheme and said that the scheme will be implemented in collaboration with the National Insurance Company Limited, NICL. He informed that the scheme aimed to give financial protection by assisting livestock owners against loss caused by death of animals. Dr. Mpom added that it will help farmers to get access to loan facilities from the bank by insuring their livestock. The International Labour Day was observed today to honour the contribution of workers across the world. It is also known as May Day. The day aims at paying tribute to workers' sacrifices in achieving economic and social rights all over the world. Union Minister for Labour and Employment Mansukh Mandavia has extended greetings to workers on World Labour Day. In a social media post, he said the government is giving utmost priority to the honour, safety, rights and social welfare of workers. Highlighting labour reforms, social security schemes and new labour courts, the union minister said that the government is making continuous efforts to make the lives of workers more secure, dignified and empowered. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prices of commercial LPG cylinders for 19 kg increased by 993 rupees. Domestic LPG cylinder prices remain unchanged. Principal Secretary Y. Kiketo Sema says democracy thrives on active participation. Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Henok Buchan emphasizes importance of teamwork. And Chief Minister Nipurio Deputy Chief Minister Waipetone, Rajya Sabha MPS Pangnon Konyak extends Muatsu Festival greetings. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.